lunch in schedule. Yeah. Okay. All right. Do we have any other announcements?
Thank you. Tomorrow we are making chicken pies. I just want to remind those of you that signed up to work, be there at 7 o'clock. And if you're going to pick up your pie tomorrow night, 8:30, then Tuesday morning, if you're going to work at 10 o'clock, and pick up pies at 12:30 in Harris Hall. Thanks so much.
Are there any other announcements? All right. Well, I've got another one. So Kai, Emily, and Hester Clay are going to come down here and talk about summer conference events.
Talking about pilgrimage. Pilgrimage is a weekend-long retreat sponsored by the NCC-UMC. Youth across North Carolina gather to worship and share their gifts from God, such as dance, music, and testimony. This year, I had the honor of sharing my testimony in front of more than 4,000 youth. This is a life-changing and meaningful experience for most of our youth here. The dates for Pilgrimage 2020 is November 13th to the 15th, and I hope all the youth will be able to attend.
Hi. Last summer, I was able to attend Breakaway. Breakaway is a week-long retreat that takes place at NC Wesleyan College. At this camp, I was able to worship, sing, learn about God, and meet many amazing friends. I highly recommend Breakaway to all of the youth. If any youth are interested, the camp is for 6th through 12th graders and is in June from the 22nd through the 27th. For more information, please talk to Ms. Pam.
This past summer, I had the opportunity to attend ACS, which is the annual conference session for youth. And this is a week-long event at Methodist University where youth get to come together and we worship, and we also get to discuss, write, and pass bills that will go to the annual conference session for everybody. And this was really amazing because I was able to get involved with the church, and I had the opportunity to become a corridor district representative for the United Methodist Church, and it allowed me to go to meetings this year and just really see how everything came together. And if you would like to attend this, it's for 9th through 12th graders through on July 20th to the 25th.
I was about to forget something. So we're going to have a reception for our confirmands out there after church. So please join us in that. All right. This is the day the Lord hath made.
Please join me for our call to worship. People of God, where do we put our trust? Where do we find wholeness and meaning? We are the sons and daughters of Abraham and Sarah. We trust in God who neither slumbers nor sleeps.
We are followers of Jesus, who proclaim God's kingdom. We are born of the Spirit, born from love.
Our lives are a gift from God, who loves us. By the grace of God, we are born anew each day.
Will you please pray with me? Let the winds of the Spirit blow in our midst today, loving God. Let us hear and sound and feel the power. Open our hearts in new ways and promise your healing grace so we may be a blessing to one another and to your world. We need courage and to face the challenges and struggles of our lives. We seek reassurance that you will be with us in our going out and our coming in. Strengthen our faith to withstand trials and temptations that lead us away from a faithful journey with Christ. Amen. Will you please join us in singing, Come Thou, please stand and singing, Come Thou Fount Every Blessing, found on page number 400.
I would like to invite the children down. So how much do y'all think God loves you?
A lot.
Yeah, infinitely. God loves us more than from here to the back wall and from here to the ceiling. He loves us more than from here to the sky.
God loves us as far as the state borders. No, that's not enough.
God loves us as far as the east is east and the west is west. God loves us as high goes and as deep goes. And guess what? We're right here in the middle of God's wonderful love. God has shown us how much he loves us by sending us Jesus to live, die, and rise again. We know how much God loves us. God's love is higher than the sky, and God's love is deeper than, wider than, and longer than the ocean. I'm so glad and so thankful to God that his love is so great and that you and I are right here in the middle of it. Let us pray. Dear Lord, you love us so much. Thank you for finding us, Jesus, so that we know just how much you love us. Amen. So we have some candy for y'all, and after that, you can go back to your seats.
Deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. Your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down. Lie you won't tear down. Coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up. Mountain you won't climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Our scripture lesson comes from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" And Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the spirit." Nicodemus said, "How can these things be?" And Jesus answered, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent of the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God." The word of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Good morning. I am Carly Davis, and I am a senior at Roxborough Community School. I am glad to have everyone here today as the youth take part in leading worship. When reading this scripture, a verse stuck out to me. Whoever believes in him isn't judged. God is here for everybody, whether people realize it or not. Not being judged is one of the best things that God can give us. We live in a world where people are judged every day for being themselves. People tend to try to unify themselves with people around them in order to stay away from the judgment. However, God does not want us to live like this. God made each of us unique because he wants variety in the world. God lets us know that we are not judged because we are his child. He wants each of us to stand out and do great things in life. We are reminded of this because we are a child of God. Coming to youth group at Long Memorial has opened my eyes to the meaning of this verse. Nobody at youth is judged for who they are, and everyone is accepted. We come together and learn about God. Through the help of Pastor Katie, Pastor Ed, and Miss Pam, not only do we strengthen our relationship with God, but we begin to become great friends with those around us. Youth is a safe place where I can come and know nobody will judge me for who I am. God states that only people in the world judged by him are those who don't believe. We live in a world of judgment, and it takes Christians to set the examples for those who don't believe. By having Christians show the world what it means to be kind, others will start following, maybe leading to more followers in Christ. Youth is the best example of this because everyone is accepted into youth. I do not go to Long Memorial, but needed a youth group to attend. I attend Grace United Methodist Church, and there's not a youth group there. I have friends that come to Long Memorial and invited me to youth. In ninth grade, I started attending youth here, and Miss Pam was so welcoming and did not mind that I was not a member of the church. Same with everyone else in youth. I felt loved from day one and was never an outsider. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Hester Clare, and I'm going to be sharing a story about faith. Does anyone remember the story about the walls of Jericho? When Joshua and the Israelites wanted to get into the city, but there were huge walls blocking their access. But God gave them a plan. God told Joshua that him and his army should march around the city for 7 days. And then, after marching for 7 days, to have their army blow their trumpets and shout in victory. After this, God promised that the mighty walls of Jericho would collapse. However, the army did not believe him and thought it was a crazy idea. But Joshua had faith in God and followed his plan. By the seventh day, the walls fell, and they were able to make it into the city of Jericho. This story reflects how strong their faith was. Similarly to John 3:16, which states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Knowing that God sent his Son here to save us is one of the greatest gifts that we have been given. However, it can often be difficult to trust this. Christianity is often referred to as blind faith. We have the Bible to read and learn more about God and everything he has done, yet this cannot be considered proof. The only proof we have is in ourselves and what we choose to believe in. Many times it is easy to grow our faith when good things are happening, but when challenges arise, our faith can have a sudden dip. For me, I've had a recent challenge since I'm a senior this year. I've had to think and choose what college I want to attend this fall, or if I'd rather stay in Roxborough. I've always thought that I knew what I wanted to do, but now that I've had to start making decisions, it's become a much bigger question. To make this decision, I've had to put my trust in God to point me in the right direction. Simply believing that he will do this can be difficult. However, after growing up in the church, I've been able to make the decision that God is always there looking out for me. Who we believe in this, call it faith. The faith that compels us to rise from our ordinary and sinful lives and follow Jesus. Without this blind faith, it will be much more difficult. During these weeks of Lent, we encounter him once again, watching us, inviting us, and asking us to follow me. But how courageous will we be, and how far will we go with him and for him? Remembering John 3:16 and how much God loves us makes these questions easy to answer. Our faith allows us to know that he will always lead us to the right place, no matter where he has taken us or wherever we end up, is where we are supposed to be. Let us pray. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. We rise today to follow you and trust that you will lead us, encourage us, support us, and walk with us wherever you need us to go. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Grace, and I am so happy to be here with you this morning and share this service with you. John 3:11 through 12 says, "I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? This scripture emphasizes the importance of trust in our relationship with God. It is always harder to believe something that you didn't experience yourself, and believing in something that we can't see is difficult. In this verse, God reminds us that if we don't believe him about earthly things, then how can we possibly understand the things that are not of this world? Our trust in God is based on blind faith. This scripture reminds me of a Bible story I remember being told in children's church. The disciples were out fishing and were unable to catch any fish all day. The next day they went out and fished and still had no luck. So Jesus told them to throw their net on the other side of the boat. So they did, and they were unable to haul their net out of the water because of all the fish that they had caught. The disciples trusted in God and were rewarded. We have to trust that he has a plan and a purpose for us. This is something that I constantly remind myself as I prepare to go off to college. With making decisions like where I want to go to college or who I want my roommate to be, I find myself wanting to try and control everything. But knowing that God has a plan for me helps bring me peace, that everything will work out. I know that what is meant for me will happen, and trusting in God helps me to manage the unexpected. We have to trust that he loves us and that he has equipped us to handle any challenge that he's placed in our lives. As John 3:16 is a testament for the love that God has for us, as Christians, we have to believe in this love and use it to spread his message to the world. In verse 17, it states, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." We have to reflect God's unconditional love to the world and live as an example of God's love. We aren't here to judge others, but to rather to love and support them. And by trusting in God, we make it easier for other people to believe in God's love too.
Good morning. My name is Taylor, and I'm excited to be speaking today. When Pam first mentioned doing the sermon, I didn't think twice about it, and I was excited. But as the time got closer, I thought, what did I get myself into? I was not prepared at all, and I only had 1 week to get my rough draft done. One night, I sat down and began writing, and it was definitely harder than I had expected. But it was a scripture that I could relate to, and I became excited again. I have the opportunity to talk about God's word and share my personal experience with you all. In the beginning of John chapter 3, Nicodemus recognizes a teacher that has come from God. Like Nicodemus, I have many teachers in my life. These are the people that have influenced me in some way and taught me more about my faith. My family, friends, Pam, Pastor Ed, and Pastor Katie have all been great role models in my life. They have taught me how to be my best self and live by the words God spoke. I knew by doing this sermon today, I could be doing this for someone. I have carried John 3:16 with me throughout my life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. It is one that sticks with me and helps me not know my purpose here on earth. I am going to be graduating in May and starting a new chapter in my life. I will move from the familiar to the unexpected. My life is no longer going to be the same routine that it has been at home since I was little. I won't get to see my family every day or come to this church every Sunday. While this is going to be the biggest change I have faced, this is an opportunity God has given me to start my life and career. As many people have told me, my life is just beginning. It's the beauty I get to experience because God gave up his life for me to live mine. But that's not all. He gave up his life for each of us. We are all connected by God's love. Right now in this room, we are here for the same reason: to proclaim our faith and worship our Almighty God. God came on earth to save each of us. He put everyone else before himself so we could live and experience the beauty of life. One of my favorite and most impactful experiences was pilgrimage. It is always my favorite time of the year, and I get to spend a weekend with my youth group singing and having fun. It's a great time to get closer as a youth and also grow in my faith. The first time I went was in seventh grade, and it changed me and made me love God even more. These experiences I have had within my youth group and church will carry as treasures throughout my life. I know anything that has happened in my life was because of God, and anything that will happen will be because of him. I am thankful for every opportunity and experience I have because each has impacted me to be the person I am today, and that is something we can all share. God has shown his love for all of us. I remember this in my daily life, and I hope you will too. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for the renewal of our faith and also for your guidance in all matters concerning our lives. Shower your mercies on us and give insight into the best path for all encounters. Thank you for the privilege of being able to share this time together. Time to connect with heaven and your promises. Time to rest and join together with brothers and sisters. Time to reflect and breathe in the wonder of your love, the majesty of your kingdom, and the excitement of journeying with you. Come watch over us all as we continue to follow you. In your name we pray.
So I'd like to remind everybody of the names listed in the back of the bulletin and the prayer list. Along those, we will add Edna Long and the family of Blaine Henderson, who was a friend of Pastor Katie's, who was killed in a motorcycle crash last week. Also, Stacy Paith, Cherie Cruz, and the Wesley family. Are there any other requests? Repeat that one more time. Debbie Day. Are there any others? Let us pray. Loving God, we ask that you would grant us the spirit of wisdom and unity so that we may be one, even as you are one with our Lord Jesus Christ and he with you. Enable all the members of the body of Christ to live together in unity and fellowship with one another. And lead us into the paths of peace and righteousness so that we may be pleasing in your sight. We ask you to teach us how to love one another as Christ loved us and help us to show one another the unusual kindness that we can only come from knowing your Son, Jesus. May the Spirit stir up in our hearts a desire to be united as one in the bond of peace and fellowship. And let us pray the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Will the ushers come forward to receive this morning's tithes and offerings? Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, accept these gifts we place before you now. May the peace of God reign in our lives. The love of God surrounds us. The Spirit of God empowers us. And the joy of God upholds us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
As we begin the next part of our service, thank you so much for blessing us. All of you youth have made this world a more beautiful place than it was an hour or so ago. You've made it easier for us to wake up an hour early, for one thing. But what a beautiful part of the service we are about to undertake. Katie, would you come and join? There are a lot of moving parts, even in this part of the service, and so things might not go according to the order you might be accustomed to, so that we can accomplish all that. But first, what I'd like to do is invite Brooke and Kevin Denny and Caden and Aniston to come forward. The Denny family wants to join the church, and that'll be the first part of this. And so we just welcome you and are so glad you have been coming to be a part of this for a while. And just so you know, Caden and Aniston, we're not quite to the part where you're going to get wet just quite yet. It's coming pretty soon. I know you're ready. And we have this really, when we get to the baptism part, this beautiful shell. Shells are a symbol of baptism, and that's what we'll use to scoop the water out on you. And also some beautiful towels, you know, so that you don't have to stay wet all the time. But Brooke and Kevin, you have indicated your desire to join this congregation. And joining a congregation is like, it's like becoming a hand or a foot on a body, more than like joining a country club or Costco or something like that. Joining is a part, it's saying that we are casting our lot in with you and that we are here to serve God alongside of all these people. And so I just have a couple of questions for you. We're going to have some of the other traditional parts of joining the church a little bit later in the service alongside of the other confirmands. But I would ask you, as members of this congregation, which you have indicated that you would like to be, will you faithfully participate in Long Memorial's ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If so, answer, we will.
We will.
Amen. And I have a question for you, members of the household of God. You can follow along. Let's see. Is it where? I got to make sure that I have the right thing right here. Yes. Members of the household of God, I commend the Denny family, the whole family, to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. And so you would reply with the "We give thanks" paragraph in your insert. We give thanks for all God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. And so Brooke and Kevin and your family, the God of all grace who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, may God establish you and strengthen you, that you will live in grace and peace, and may God accomplish much good through our shared membership together in one church family. And all God's people said, amen. I think it's worth recognizing, maybe with some claps to God, for crossing our paths with this wonderful family now. Wonderful. Congratulations. So you can go back to your seats right now. Well, let's see. Hold on a second. Yeah, go back to your seats and then we'll call you back up. You can go back with them and then we'll call you back up here. But we wanted them to see that y'all, your parents were getting to be members first before you had to do the hard things. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are incorporated and initiated into Christ's holy church. We're incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. And it's through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith that we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledging what God is doing for us and affirming our commitment to Christ's holy church. So I'd call on Pam right now to come and present our candidates for baptism and confirmation.
Okay. This morning, I would like to present our confirmands. My heart is about to explode. I'll present Lily Atkins, Susan Claire Bailey, Caroline Cates, Caden Denny, CC Fitzgerald, Kaya Godowski, Abby Hicks, Harrison Hicks, Trace Linville, Joseph Stovall, Nate Stovall, and last but not least, Nicholas Young.
And important to recognize in that, as we present these candidates, Harrison and Caden's sister Aniston will be presented today for holy baptism as well.
Two questions for these confirmands, for Caden and Harrison as those who will be baptized, and Brooke and Kevin as the parents of Aniston and Caden. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, please say, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, please say, I do. Brooke and Kevin, if you'd please stand for just a moment. Will you nurture this child, Aniston, in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, please say, I will. To all who are affirming their faith in baptism or confirmation, according to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? If so, please say, I will.
I will.
At this time, I would ask the mentors of the confirmants to please stand. You may be seated. Yes. To please stand. Will you, who sponsor these candidates, support and encourage them in their Christian life? If so, please say, I will. These confirmands have been doing work over the last 8 weeks, and with their mentors, they have been coming up with their faith statements, because as we see them proclaim their faith and the journey that they are beginning in Christ's Holy Church and the journey that they have already begun at baptism, they're working on the faith of the church and what we believe, but also where does their faith start and where do they believe and what is their next chapter and their next step in their faith journey. And so their mentors have been helping with them for the last few weeks to plan this. So mentors, do you accept God's call through your own baptism by water and the Spirit to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and to show God's love to all creation? If so, please say, I do. Confirmants. Oh, I'm sorry. This is one more for you. Will you promise to love and guide these confirmands as they grow in their faith and be a source of strength, comfort, and support? If so, please say, I will with God's help.
I will with God's help.
You may be seated. For the body of the church in this congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, please say, we will.
We will.
I direct your attention to the bulletin insert, please. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care?
With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life.
What these confirmands have to say and what they believe is profound and amazing to see where their journeys have started, where they are going to go, and where they continue from here on out. They've each written a faith statement, but some have selected to read theirs aloud. And for you today, we have one selected that would like to share her faith statement with you. Caroline?
Good morning.
For the past 8 weeks, I've been taking confirmation class, and we've all written our faith statements to profess what we believe about God, and I would like to share mine with you today. I believe that God created the world. He created every creeping thing, and he created me. He created me in his own image. He took his time and carefully, thoughtfully molded each and every one of us. I know that God is my holy Father and forever loves me. Jesus, his Son, died on the cross for me. The Holy Spirit is within me and guides me through life. These three are the Holy Trinity, and they are three in one, yet one in all. Right now, I am being born again into the church, and I'm scared, a timid, meek little lamb, unsure about what's to come. But I know that when I walk with the Lord my God, the shepherd, he will guide me. I love the Lord my God and give myself willingly to him.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful.
Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as continued in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. We recognize the holiness of this moment, as this is the first time that our confirmands and those to be baptized are making this public profession of faith. May the entire congregation join together with them. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and was buried. He descended to death. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
I'd like to ask that the confirmands would kneel, and I would like to ask the Denny family to come up. For now, it's time to begin this baptism. And I would also like to ask, and I didn't tell them this, but Will and David, would you come forward and participate with us? I often say at our baptisms that at some point in time, one of these kids might need something. And so because you didn't know it was coming, that's representative of the way that we all might be called upon to serve one of these young people as they grow in their faith. So I'd like to ask you if you would pour the water into the font as we are giving thanks for that water. Would you come up here and do that? This is just ordinary water, but as we bless it, it becomes something very sacred. You can decide between yourselves if you want to take turns or both go together at the same time. So may the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. And so, O God, pour out your Holy Spirit on this gift of water, and bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever.
Amen.
Amen. And Caden's mentor, who's your mentor, Caden? You can come forward as well. If you're able, that would be wonderful. You can also remain at your seat if that would be better for you. Aniston, would you like to go first? Or you want Caden to go first? Caden will go first. All right, Caden. Well, we have, this is not a holy towel. This is an ordinary towel. How about that? Because you're looking sharp today. And the important thing is, regardless of what you're wearing, that God goes with you always.
If you'd like to place a hand on.
And if you, the parent, you could put your hand on his shoulders as we do this blessing. Caden Denny, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And I seal you and mark you with the cross of Christ and seal you with the Holy Spirit this day, now and forever. Amen and amen. Here's another. Here you go, Caden. There you go.
Pull your hair up.
Caden Denny, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And in so doing, I seal you with the Holy Spirit and mark you with the cross of Christ forever and always. May God bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, because of all the things we have to do, I'll ask that we could trade places now, because Harrison, I would call you as well. And the Hicks family, you are welcome to come forward at this time. Here you go. We remember, holy water, ordinary towel. All right? Harrison, child of God, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Harrison, child of God, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism, and you are marked with the cross of Christ as Christ's own forever. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Now it is our joy to welcome our new sister and brothers in Christ. Would the congregation please join in the blessing? Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation, and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. Amen and amen.
I invite the mentors to come forward and stand behind your confirmand and lay your hands on them as they receive their blessing.
Wonderful. Praise God for this. Just take a moment. I'm overwhelmed now at your journey that is continuing and that is also just beginning. And the way in which you are not alone, you are surrounded not just by friends, but by mentors, those who have gone before you. Praise God. And so, Lily Atkins, remember your baptism and be thankful. Lily, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.
I think we're going to do it this way. Susan Clay, remember your baptism and be thankful. Susan Clare, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Caroline Cates, remember your baptism and be thankful. Caroline, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Caden Denny, remember your baptism. It should be easy to remember. And be thankful. Caden, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Cece, remember your baptism and be thankful. Cece, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Could I get a helper to help me just to carry the font? Anyone will do. Would you like to help? Come on. Come on up here. It'll save us a few steps and minutes. You just hold that. It's full of water, so be careful. There. Come on down this way. Thank you. Kai Gadowski, remember your baptism and be thankful. Kaya, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Abby Hicks, remember your baptism and be thankful. Abby, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Harrison, remember your baptism and be thankful as well. You shouldn't have any trouble remembering your baptism. Harrison, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Trace, remember your baptism and be thankful. Trace, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Is it okay? Joseph, remember your baptism and be thankful. Joseph, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. Nate, remember your baptism and be thankful. Nate, may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. And Nicholas, remember your baptism and be thankful. Nicholas, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. And now I would ask you, we can put that back into the font, okay? I ask you, confirmands, we are receiving you into full membership in the United Methodist Church. And so I ask you, as members of Christ's Universal Church, as members of Christ's Universal Church, Will you be loyal to Christ through the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If so, say, I will. And as members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If so, say, I will. I will. And you are not alone. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. In fact, I would ask you to stand so that they can see you. Stand and face the congregation. I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Confirmands, those baptized today, the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, may God establish you and strengthen you that you may continue to live in grace and peace. And all God's people said, amen. I think our hearts are bursting, and if we don't clap right now, it would just be to our detriment. I invite you, confirmants, to go back to your seats as we sing. Is that all right? As we sing the hymn of dedication, the congregation, please stand. It's number 133 in your hymnals, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
of the church. Know that if you go out the front doors, there's no ramp there. So if you need a ramp, please go out the narthex, but anyone is welcome to go out those front doors. And? The confirmants will stay up here if you want more photographs.